If you've got half an hour, why not crank louder the heating power of Christian Fowler?
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, go Bills. I mean, am I right, loyal podcast listeners? Those of you who actually care about the National Football League, like my co-host with the co-most, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. You're a loyal listener to the best podcast in all of higher education. That would be the award-winning Hashtag Getting, brought to you by the award-winning College of Engineering at Auburn University, the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. Best one ever. Bringing in so much money these days. I mean, by the time you hear this, your jaw is going to be on the floor by the research dollars we are bringing into this institution. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. Happy New Year, of course, even though this is, I guess, will be the second of the new year that you've heard. But the first that we're recording, can we go ahead and say this and give the, I mean, are you cool with that?
Like you can peel the curtain behind.
Unsticking it in time a little bit. Last time we predicted a Bills win. And apparently they did.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Gotta have a winner in my life. Now, it's maybe different this week.
Gotta have
so
a winner.
We'll see.
I can't believe this. Does
well,
the,
no, okay,
does the Tower I mean, know the way you talk about the Tigers?
Yeah, they do. They actually, do. Actually, I think I had a personal meeting before this happened. But, but then, like I say, TGFB.
Thank goodness. For Buffalo. Is that it?
That too.
That too. Oh, wait.
And Bruce.
Oh.
And yes, Butch. And it
Butch.
Works for both.
Sure.
Butch and Bruce.
Graybo. Let's just throw them all on there. I'm Jeremy Henderson, a communications and marketing specialist with that college and all that jazz. That's Austin Phillips, Buffalo Bill himself, over there.
You know he was also the killer in Silence
That's
of the
it.
Lambs. So when you say that, I'm like, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. I guess it could be about your football team, too. That's cool. Yeah, I didn't realize
yeah.
that. I didn't even realize. Today, John Sluice over here on the Kings.
Yep, don't
Happy
forget
New Year.
The magic maker.
A 25-year-old. No, 6. 25.
Oh, 25.
An actual adult. Yeah. We established it.
He's out there
day.
Renting cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does.
Yeah. Christian, how old are you?
Also 25.
Hey, four adults in the room. Well, three.
Exactly.
3.5 adults in the room. Yes, Christian Fowler is our very special guest today. A mechanical engineering master, frankly. Well, beyond master. In terms of degrees, I mean, we're working on the PhD
he's right
now.
He's almost a doctor.
Grad research assistant. Came here in 2016, I believe. Got the bachelor's, did all that sweet action, and is the president, has climbed the political ranks of ASMA. That's what I call it, the American Society
I don't think
of
they call
Mechanical
it that.
ASMA.
Well, when you say it, you have to say ASMA.
ASME.
Yeah.
The American Society of Mechanical Engineering, the Auburn student chapter. But I'm getting ahead of myself once again. I'm
Here
sorry. I'm
go.
Sorry.
Old
thanks
head
for
of his,
joining us.
Head of himself, Henderson.
Thanks for joining us. And all right, let's talk. Who are you? What's life like for Christian Fowler? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What a great introduction. Incredible. Here, take a swing out
yep.
of there, Christian.
You do our jobs.
Thanks
Christian.
For joining us.
Yes.
Yeah, happy to be here, guys, and happy new year. You know, War Eagle.
Hey, thank you.
Yes.
War Eagle. That's
War
quite appropriate.
Eagle.
War Eagle. Auburn Engineering. How in the world did you make the best decision of your life?
You know, this is actually the only school I've ever applied to.
War Eagle.
Both
why would
bachelor's
you, why would
and
you
PhD.
Need to apply somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, where are we from?
Birmingham, specifically Chelsea, Alabama.
Oh,
love it.
Hey,
love
the old
it.
Hornets.
Love it. Ooh, the Hornets.
That's right.
Hey, there we go. Mm-hmm. All
See,
right.
Yep.
Camp Hargis. Can't go wrong with that. That is in Chelsea, right? I mean, it's.
Yeah. yeah
you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chelsea. Yeah. But spend some time
you
there.
You spent a little time.
A little
there.
Time there. Okay. So you came to Chelsea. You were from Chelsea. And when'd you come here?
2016.
All right. Mechanical engineering.
Right.
It ain't the easiest thing. Auburn University offers a lot of lot of much lower level kind of educational programs and courses, or media studies. John is quite familiar with journalism.
Yeah, what is that?
Now,
does that exist anymore?
Mechanical is not as impressive as, say, you know, philosophy, from which I hail. But at the same time, I mean, what?
But you're just a bachelor of philosophy. He's going to be a doctor of philosophy.
Okay, point taken. You're right. You're right. So what got you into engineering?
Yeah. So my dad, he's also a mechanical engineer.
Is he an Auburn mechanical engineer?
No, he's from the Midwest.
Okay. Oh. Where did he go to school?
Tulsa.
Tulsa, ooh. Good. Okay, yeah.
Yep. Also a Gus school.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Got to like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played with Legos as a kid, Bionicles, and figured that mechanical engineering was broad enough to kind of do whatever I want.
Love it. But I mean, there's still, I mean, we all play with Legos.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not smart enough to do this.
Well, I mean, so, you had the physics. Yeah, it didn't last scholarship.
It was 2 days.
But I mean, at the same time, I mean, okay. So what do you hope to be like with a mechanical engineering degree? You know what I mean? Like what do you want to do with it?
Yeah. So I guess at first I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, right? Another reason I wanted to be mechanical was because my friends weren't mechanical. I had a friend come in being software, civil, chemical, and I knew I had to be something different. So I went with what my dad did, right? I've kind of grown into liking the thermal sciences the most. And so with mechanical, you've got structural, you've got controls, you know, basically everything on a car, right?
Sure.
But yeah, I've really focused in on refrigeration and HVAC and ooh, energy transfer and that type of mechanical engineer.
What about that? It makes it the most interesting to you?
It's been interesting because there's a lot to it, right? And it also impacts all of the things that we interact with as people when we're dealing with machines, with everything, really, especially with refrigeration and HVAC. It affects what you eat, how you feel, and it just makes sense to me.
Dr. Birch, did you take his class?
No. Easy Tom?
Easy Tom.
You know,
you didn't take Easy Tom.
When you shared that story, I mean, that has been a constant theme. You
apparently I missed out on the Easy Tom.
No, it's everywhere that the story shared. I mean, there's people who had him years ago that you see. Oh, I loved Easy Tom.
So I mean,
but they're not meaning it like
they don't mean it. It's ironic. Like,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
It's more on how he is.
Oh, okay. Not like an easy A.
Yeah.
Oh, whew. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm surprised. I hate that I missed Easy Tom.
Context is key.
I'll have to go change the name. Easy A Tom. He's big into heat transfer. Yeah. I think, you know, hydro. What's the word? Starts with an H.
Hydrology?
No. Something with heat. Anyway, heat. That's what I'm looking for. No, that was the worst word. Thermal. That's the T. I guess your senior year, I remember because the face and the name kind of struck it. You won a kind of a big like climate or some award. Talk about that. You know, I mean, what, my gosh, it's 2024 right now. So, yeah, what was that about?
Right. So my first internship was in heat transfer. I had it before I've taken heat transfer or thermodynamics. So
who was this with?
It was with Kaiser Warren over in Columbus, Georgia. Yeah. Yep. And I took Thermo 2 with Dr. Kromoski, who ended up being my employer right now. Yeah. He's my faculty advisor, chair of my committee. And he got us into a club called ASHRAE, which is the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers, which I took a dabble with, right? He offered bonus points, and most of the class took him up on that.
Awesome.
But with my internship, I thought I had a shot at applying for the scholarship, which was the Dwayne Hansen Scholarship. I was lucky enough to receive the scholarship for my senior year, absolutely, which was a big motivator into what I wanted to do with my senior electives, with considering a job or grad school coming out of my senior year as well.
Awesome.
Why the decision on grad school?
Honestly, it was too good to be true. Dr. Kromoski approached me after I approached him with a deeper dive into the subject that we were talking about in class with his his advanced refrigeration course that day. And he said, "Christian, I've got this opportunity for you." At the time, I'd never really considered grad school. And he told me to take some time, think about it over the November Thanksgiving break, and talk it over with my family, because it would have been a big decision, right? It made sense to me because I'm a nerd. I enjoy school. And I thought I could see myself teaching one day. Maybe not immediately, but at least some point in the future, I'd like that to be an option.
Easy Christian. I love it. Yeah. That'll be the dude. That'll
yeah, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, Tom, he'll get out of here at some point.
So how's the graduate school experience been like here?
Every year I've been at Auburn, I've enjoyed it more. So it was different in the fact that I felt like I had more time. I initially signed up for 5 classes in grad school. Dr. Kromoski said, no, that's not how we do things here. And so I ended up with 3, which was still a big schedule, especially getting into my research project at the beginning. But it's been rewarding. You know, I've made time for leading the ASHRAE student chapter and the ASME student chapter, and really getting to know my coworkers as well. Auburn's a really diverse place. I work with people from 4 different continents, right? In my high school, we were all from America, mm-hmm. right? So it was a big culture shock even with that, which has been nice because I don't think I could have gotten that anywhere else.
Why was it important to you to get involved with those student orgs?
Being from Auburn and seeing what they did before COVID and then coming out of COVID where everyone sort of lost touch with that, I felt like I was in a position where I might have been the only person going through, you know, being the 5th, 6th, 7th year student who knew what it was like beforehand and that knew the caliber that a student club could be and how rewarding that could be for the Auburn experience. And rather than go with every engineering, I focused in on mechanical and stuck with what I knew, but was able to do some cool things and bring employers closer to the students, especially in a time where they were navigating how to interact with students again after COVID. It's just something that I felt like I could do and wanted to try and test and gain those skills, right, with public speaking and with leading a team, something I knew would help me later on in the work life.
You mentioned teaching being an option. What other options are you exploring, you know, post-graduation?
Yeah, so I've enjoyed research for what it is, being able to design something. And industrial design is a graduate minor of mine right now. So I'm a little involved in the industrial and graphic design, CADC, over there. I could see myself creating the next microwave or the next refrigerator or oven or something, you know, to be energy efficient. The senior design project I worked on as a senior, I want to turn into a business one day. I think it would be neat to save people money and at the same time, you know, feel like you're making a difference in the world.
Well, so what was that senior project?
I love that.
It was a residential energy saver. So your HVAC, your air conditioning system at home is a big power source, a big power sink, I suppose. Mm. For everyone, and especially here in Alabama, where it gets real hot, and you want to keep it good, but you don't want to pay.
Oh, I crank it, baby.
Yeah, I can tell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 64, nice and cool.
Well, and it should be easy for you to start moving these products because you're a top rated seller on eBay.
Absolutely.
That's honestly, I really had no idea about the engineering stuff. I just wanted to hear about the eBay stuff. I mean, you talk about the ease, because I've dabbled a little bit in eBay. But
Jer, what have you not dabbled in?
I've dabbled in quite a bit.
Jer's had his fingers in a lot of pie.
Yeah. Not mechanical engineering, but, no, you know, at least you and I obviously are on the same level along those lines. But, yeah, so we got to get into that at some point. But, yeah, so talking about the saving. No, wait, what?
I want to know about the top-rated seller.
Well, I want to know about that too. But you're about to lay out. I saw it on LinkedIn. Now you can't shy away from it
because
it
was on LinkedIn. That's where I pulled it up.
Okay, this is, and I happened to find your profile as I was buying some sort of energy saving thing. Yeah, well, can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, what kind of? I mean, you sold like 1,000-something.
In 2022.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, in 2023. So I resell items that I basically get for free through rebate programs.
Dude.
But it's mostly supplements. It's unfortunately not going to save people energy, but I do mark it down for Amazon prices. Well, but
it does say that you practice sustainable shipping habits by reusing packaging.
Well, there you go. That's saving energy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in the real base form. Like supplements, like body stuff, like health supplements.
Yeah, is that what you mean? Yeah. Sweet. Apple cider vinegar.
So what I would do is like when you get pregnant and everything, they start sending you coupons for baby formula. You know, like $10 all free thing. Well, if you put that on eBay for $9, instant.
When was the last time you were pregnant?
That's another thing I dabbled in. I've dabbled in it a little bit.
You dabbled in motherhood.
When your wife becomes pregnant,
there we go.
They start sending you.
I was about to say, I thought Jenny played a little bigger part in this than old Jer giving the virgin birth. No.
You'd be surprised happens.
I'm surprised every day, Jer.
But no, so I am, you know, interested in that kind of success. But that's a subject, I guess, for another podcast, because, I mean, I could keep going.
Well, I got to have one more. You're a soccer referee.
That's right.
Excuse me?
Well, yeah. LinkedIn.
That's on that, too. Like,
you must have stopped at the eBay. And
my thumb got tired. There's a lot on there.
Right after that's the soccer referee. And so high school athletic association, Alabama Athletic Association soccer.
That's right. And I'm the treasurer for the local soccer referee.
Well, there's no way you don't know Christopher Anthony.
I do.
Yeah.
He's an alum.
That sounds right. Yeah. Cut. John, I wouldn't tell people
that, but yeah, and so he was our resident soccer referee, so now mm-hmm. we've got another one here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And you've been doing this since it says 2020.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Okay, awesome. Cool.
Since he was 1 year old.
Yes.
I've been a referee
since
my whole
you
life.
Birthed him, yeah. You know.
Well, so, all right, well, I guess you talk about, like, a new microwave, a new refrigerator. Haven't we kind of topped out? I mean, can we improve really all that much?
Well, I mean, just think of during our lifetime of how much both of those things have improved.
Well, but I mean, the core concept.
Let me rephrase that. For those of us that didn't grow up in Vestavia, like, both of those things have improved.
Well, for you,
greatly.
Sure.
Like an Hueytown igloo first, cooler it versus... was it was getting a microwave, you know, and then you got a refrigerator that had an ice machine in it. You know, those type of things were a huge evolution.
Well, but I mean, I guess those are just kind of, you know, bells and whistles kind of thing. I guess I was getting the impression from you, you're talking about like an entirely new, you know, way of doing something that kind of, you know, like the warp drive. It's a Star Trek thing. But like, you know what I mean? Like a new kind of propulsion or a new kind of refrigeration. Because, I mean, what do we use right now? You just dump Freon in something, right? Doesn't that just magically start doing things? I mean.
The way you feel the world works right now.
I mean, I don't know how it works. But I mean.
I can see you outside the castle right now. Just dumping Freon in something, going,
work, damn it.
Ain't this the way it works?
I mean, hey, I don't know a lot about life.
Jer,
but
I want to drive by and say, just call the man. Just, you know, just call the man. Call Christian.
But I mean, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? I mean, is there only so much we can do in terms of refrigeration, or are there entirely new vistas of technology that could, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, Auburn helps out with that, right? In our lab, we do HVAC technology. And so that's looking at different ways to cool air without taking a lot of energy. Another senior project that I had for an elective class was to make an entirely new hand dryer. So one that works on Freon.
A hand dryer on Freon. Okay. So what is that? Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we actually... Like, what's it look like? I mean, not Freon, but the hand dryer.
Yeah.
I mean, like a box that you...
It could be a toaster that you put your hands in.
Ooh.
Similar to. It could be something very similar to what you see right now, just that collects its own water and recircles its own air.
Oh, so you're telling me that's what I want in a bathroom. I don't like the, I hate those things. Give me some paper towels. But if I had something where I could just stick my hands into it and it just take care of things.
Well, they have kind of some of those that you do your hands down in it now.
Oh, I've never seen
that. You've never seen that?
Uh-uh. I don't go to fancy places.
Well, like an airport or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't go anywhere.
It's not in the van. Right. No. But yeah, they have them now to where like you stick your hands and just hold your hands down there.
You know about
and, and it. And it. It does it now.
Have you? Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, yeah. But my, yeah, my big issue with that is it's still dirty air.
It is dirty air. That was so. I was hoping I wasn't gonna like ruin that or say something. No. So, but that's what I wanted to bring up. That's the main argument about it now is they're saying that that there's as much dirt, you know, dirty air as he says blowing around it. That it's not, you're getting.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah,
well, then why do they even do it?
But it's very similar with the ones with just the push button that are blowing down. They're saying the same thing because of the air that's blowing. So that's how, that's where, am I getting that correct? If that's where the toast, that's where the toaster would be.
You've done a lot of work.
I learn. I learn and I listen.
You're curious about life.
I called the man.
Well, okay, I'm going to be interested in that. And if you can help me figure out a better way to dry the hands,
if you can figure
out
a way for him to start washing his hands,
sure.
Congratulations.
I may actually start doing it if I know they'll get dry in a reasonable amount of time.
Then we'll have to start calling you something besides Fecal Henderson, you know.
No, we're going to keep Fecal Henderson. There's plenty of other reasons to call me Fecal Henderson. It's not just the hands. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, I don't know. This is what I love is when you come in here and you have people who, I don't know, like Christian. Number one, they're smart. You feel like the future's in good hands. Because a lot of times you get around people, I mean, like John, he's 25, you know, and you're kind of like next generation. But, oh, I'm kidding, John. You're great. You're a great part of the next generation. But, you know what I mean? You're in good hands, as it were.
Well, something I've also enjoyed with our visit with Christian today, and we see it a lot too. You know, every one of these podcasts that we have a student on, I automatically always have regret of my experiences.
Oh,
and it took me really my junior year before I dove in the deep end and just started going in my academic experience and immersing myself in being involved. And I just love to hear the stories of folks that are jumping in, taking advantage of everything that Auburn has to offer, and then giving back as well in terms of the work that you're doing. So that's awesome, Christian.
Okay, 2024 is this the year? Are you? I know you. I told you're not supposed to ask the PhD students when they're, you know, going to get it, when they're getting out. But I mean, we're getting close, aren't
but
we?
But we don't. But I don't.
I've never really let that stop me. So,
you know, 2024 was always the plan, and okay. I've got a couple good reasons to graduate this year. Of course, my lease ends.
Sure.
And
that's
a
good one. Yeah. Homelessness could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got this competition with my sister. All right. So she's my younger sister. She went to UAH, did finance up there.
Ugh.
And we both graduated undergrad. I took 5 years because of co-op. She took 3 years because she's a go-getter.
Okay.
And we both graduated in the May of 2021.
Okay.
Well, I went straight, got my, you know, attempted my PhD.
Sure.
Pursued my PhD. And she decided to go get her MBA.
Mm-hmm.
Also looking at graduating this summer.
Okay.
And so it turns out this time, though, that our graduation date is on the exact same day.
Oh, ooh. No. Tough for the parents.
Oh.
I can't beat her. Best I can do is tie her.
Join her. I like it. I like it. Well, let's shoot for that.
Well, you might just check in. I mean, we could arrange it if you could be first or something like that, right? I mean,
maybe ours is in the morning.
Yeah.
It'd help my mom out. Yeah.
Get the 4 years on the Auburn jet. How about that?
That would be good. Is it Fowers?
Fower. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Because I was hoping it was Fowler because it's going to be Fower power. You know what I mean?
I'm really surprised that you hadn't already picked up on just call the man.
I've picked up on it.
No, on terms Andy. Of that already being.
Well, but it's so obscure. We're talking about an Andy Griffith Show reference. So, see, hey, do you ever watch Andy
Griffith Show? It's lost on me.
Yeah, see, there's so much on here that we're probably.
There's an episode that the old freezer that they have, they haven't used it forever. And we're talking about a deep freeze outside. And they start using it again, and it's on the fritz. And Aunt Bee just wants to continue to band-aid it, and it's going to be fine. But Andy keeps just yelling at her, just call the man that can fix it.
So yeah.
You're the man that can fix it.
Yeah. You're the man. Christian, the man, Fowler, can't thank you enough for joining us, for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Thanks for everything you do with Auburn, with the asthma, and thank you for what you do for asthma.
Yes.
Do you have asthma?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Anyway, thanks a ton for everything.
And just being cool.
Yeah, he's the man. Oh, cool.
Cool.
Oh,
there you go. All right.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.